WJTO Andrew Rip, Love's Got Away. Good morning to you, 721.
Love's got away into this forecast, too. Yeah. I'm loving it, man. Mostly sunny skies today, high 83. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 59. Tomorrow, looking sunny with a high of 81. And the weekend is looking gorgeous as well. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a high of 80 degrees, cooling down to a nice 77 for Sunday. Right now in Lancaster, 67 degrees. In Harrisburg, 66.
Our friend Tim Farrell is here. He's with Lancaster Prayer Breakfast. Good morning again to you, Tim.
Good morning, Fred.
Have you ever kept track of how many times you've been here to the studio and been on the air?
Oh, I have not kept track.
There's a lot. Let's just say it's a lot. We're so happy to have you here today. We're talking about Lancaster Prayer Breakfast. It's coming up on November 1st. It's coming up at Shady Maple. Tell us all about the details.
Well, if you go to lancasterprays.com, P-R-A-Y-S.com, you can find information about who we are as the prayer breakfast and details about the breakfast and how you can get your tickets. It's an interesting format. If you want to attend, I'll call it a soul-stirring event, attend. Picture this, 400-plus people in a room with a ceiling that's at normal height, and they're all worshiping Jesus and then praying.
Wow.
To hear 400 plus people pray just stirs your soul.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
In the midst of all our planning, I mentioned earlier this aha God moment that the committee had. And that moment was when we decided, you know what, this is a prayer breakfast. So maybe we should be praying.
Mm, yeah.
There's lots of other prayer breakfasts, and they all have their own DNA and their format. But we chose to focus on prayer. And by doing so, what we've done is each year we invite a local leader from the particular areas that we want to pray about to come lead us.
Right.
And we're focusing on the seven mountains. Now, we've kind of condensed it to six. We put arts, entertainment, and media all together.
Okay, makes sense.
So each of the last 2 years, we've had six prayer segments. This year, we've added a seventh to focus also on the nonprofit area.
Okay.
So this year, just to kind of whet your appetites, here's who we have coming for our prayer leaders. For business, it's Ed Herr, CEO of Herr Foods. For government, Congressman Lloyd Smucker. Arts and entertainment and media, Kim Miller from Sight and Sound. In the area of education, Keith Garner from LAMS. Representing nonprofits, Peter Greer, Hope International. For the family, Bruce McCracken from the Marriage Hub. And for the church, Bo Eckert from Calvary.
Wow, you got the who's who there.
Yeah, we got the who's who. And each year we've been blessed with each of the leaders that we've had. And what happens is they're given 8-minute segments.
Yeah.
The first 4 minutes, they're invited to share with the audience whatever God's laid on their heart with respect to their area.
Right.
They then invite the entire audience to pray around their tables for 2 minutes. And then the last 2 minutes of each segment, that prayer leader leads the entire audience in a closing prayer.
Love it.
And then we just move right on.
Yeah. Love it.
We're also blessed with having Dr. Tracy Jones as our MC. Tracy, if you don't know, is the daughter of the now deceased Charlie Tremendous Jones. And she just does a great job in just keeping the flow moving.
The Lancaster Prayer Breakfast is happening at Shady Maple. It kicks off 6:30 a.m. November 1st. You could get tickets and information, lancasterprays.com. Earlier, you said that your goal is that this wouldn't just be a one-day prayer event, but that it would extend into the prayer lives of God's people here in the area. How do you get it out of Shady Maple and into the lives of the people?
Well, that's one reason we came up with, we figured we needed a website. Our goal for the website is to be that resource where we can keep sending people to. And so, you know, we just launched the website a couple months ago. So, you know, we invite you to take a look. As soon as you log on, you'll be given the opportunity to sign up for any information. But we want to be able to point people in the direction of, so what's happening in the county with prayer? So like, you know, Gateway House of Prayer in Ephrata. We've got City Gate going on in all over the place. How do we point people in those directions? How do we point people to a church? Yeah. You want to pray? join a church.
Yeah.
Create a gathering here and there. So we're still kind of evolving and fleshing out what can we do.
Yeah.
But our goal is to inspire believers to pray, and through our billboards, just attract attention from even folks who may not be believers to say, I think everyone knows prayer.
Mm.
They may not experience,
right,
but they know that concept. And so we want to also drive non-believers to, hey, take a peek at us.
What is this? Yeah.
What is it all about?
Yeah.
So that's our goal and our hope.
And when will the billboards be up?
The first week of October for a month.
Lancaster Prayer Breakfast is coming to Shady Maple. It's November the 1st. You can get all the details at sign up LancasterPrays.com. It's P-R-A-Y-S, LancasterPrays.com. And we love the website. So great job on that. Tim, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Great to see you again. Back to the music we go. This is Kerry Jobe. Let Your Glory Fall on WJTL.